You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week is Mental Health Awareness Week, and the Mental Health Foundation has launched a campaign with lots of activities focusing on the theme of letting nature in. I spoke to Mental Health Foundation executive Sean Robinson about mental health, nature, the five ways to well-being, firstly asking, what is Mental Health Awareness Week?
Well, Mental Health Awareness Week is basically a chance for all New Zealanders to pay special attention to the things that they can do to boost their positive mental health, their sort of feeling good and functioning well, and be really aware of issues around mental health for themselves and others in their community. So it's something that's grown year on year. We have, you know, thousands of people participating, hundreds of events up and down the country, businesses participating, communities, families, whānau, marae. This year our focus is on connecting with nature, letting nature into your life as a key thing that you can do in your lifestyle to help boost your mental health and well-being. So we're really lucky in Aotearoa, New Zealand. We all have access to green spaces, to the natural environment, and if we take the time to notice those things, whether it be going for a walk in a park or going to the beach or just looking at a photograph of our natural environment or a pot plant in our workspace, you know, there's actual scientific evidence to say that boosts our brain chemistry in ways that really boosts our mental well-being, protects against things like depression and anxiety, reduces stress, and improves our mental well-being overall. So during Mental Health Awareness Week, we're really reminding Kiwis that there are those simple things that they can do to help to boost their well-being and keep their mental health in good shape.
So I believe two parts of the five ways to well-being is take notice and be active. So when we're out there in nature, do we have to also focus on these things? So for example, one of my jobs, I get to walk around in the bush a lot, and often then that's my time where I switch off. So do we need to switch off social media and other things to be able to take notice and be active in natural environments?
Well, certainly I think the more we can focus in and actually notice and enjoy the benefits of the natural environment, the better. And it doesn't always have to be, you know, going out into the bush. I'm sitting here right now looking out my office window at the trees in the car park opposite the road. And I look at them every day, and I just, at this time of the year, I notice, you know, how the blossoms and the blooms are starting to come through. There's some birds sitting in the tree now, and just, you know, even taking short periods of time to let my mind and my spirit actually notice those things, you know, is a relief for stress and tension. Obviously, the more that we can do it, the more we can work it into our lives, the better the effect. And yes, you know, it's great to be able to take time to turn off the cell phone, you know, go for a walk in the park, or just spend some time, you know, looking at the plants that are around you. Being active, yes, you know, we can link all of the five ways to well-being, which are five kind of behaviours or lifestyle things that we can do to boost our mental health. And being active is one of them. We can link them all in connecting with nature. So I've just spent, you know, the weekend going hard in my garden, and, you know, I feel it in my body. It's great to do that physical stuff. And it's also really good to sort of get my hands into the earth, notice what's happening with, you know, the veggies and the plants in my garden. There's so many ways that we can be active, be connected with the natural world around us, and, you know, and take a break from the kind of stresses and busyness of our lives to just notice the beauty of the natural world. And look, you know, we are fundamentally hardwired to be part of this natural environment. And the more our lifestyles push us away from that, isolate us from it, you know, make us work long hours where we don't have contact with nature, live in city environments where there's less and less nature, you know, the more we have to actively counteract that in order to stay healthy as human animals.
So the Mental Health Foundation has woven together the five ways of well-being with the Knights of Maramataka Māori Lunar Calendar. Could you explain further on that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's the Maramataka is ancient tikanga. It's part of that whole tikanga of Māori being very close to the land, to Papatūānuku, to Mother Earth. And, you know, it's really important to acknowledge the wisdom of that deep knowledge. It's an important part of being a Kiwi, and it's a great way for us to learn, and learning, you know, keeping our mind active and open is another one of the five ways to well-being. So learning about the Maramataka and other tikanga Māori approaches to the natural environment, you know, is a really useful way of connecting with nature and, you know, helping to keep our minds and our spirits active and healthy. So we are working with Hapai te Hauora and a number of marae around Auckland and in other parts of the country to hold events that are based around knowledge of the Maramataka, which, you know, just give people another perspective on noticing nature, connecting with nature, and really acknowledging the wisdom and the generosity of Te Ao Māori and Māori culture.
So what other activities will be conducted through Mental Health Awareness Week?
Well, there's a huge range of activities. You know, many of them are generated from the community. So kapa haka, there is nature walks, there are balls, there are family day outs, there is a photo challenge, where people are encouraged each day in Mental Health Awareness Week to take a photograph of nature, and, you know, each day pushes people to sort of notice more and become more engaged with nature as they take those photos. There's a workplace challenge to, you know, encourage workplaces to find ways to let nature into the office. You know, there are various workplaces that have different strategies for that. You know, we've brought in a whole bunch of pot plants, and one of the things that we're doing is we are learning about those pot plants as they also kind of sit around. We're not just letting them die on people's desks, but we're learning what they are, what they need to survive, and, you know, in doing that makes you notice those plants, makes you feel more connected to them, makes you nurture them, give to them, learn. So, you know, there are many, many things that are happening up and down the country. And we know from last year's Mental Health Awareness Week that, you know, the vast majority of people said, look, this was really great, and, you know, we really intend to spend more time in nature as a result of promoting this as part of our mental health and well-being.
So what does the Mental Health Foundation hope to achieve from this week?
Well, we hope that, you know, hundreds of thousands of Kiwis get a real experience of feeling better and functioning better as a result of spending time in nature. And from that experience, they realise that, you know, there are things that we can all do in our daily lives to help maintain good mental health, and connecting with nature is one of them. It's also, you know, again, proven to speed recovery if people are going through times of depression, anxiety, or other mental health challenges. So we really want people to have a bit of an experience, you know, not just learn and, you know, off paper, but actually do and feel the experience of connecting with nature. And from that positive experience, we hope that that will encourage people to do more throughout the year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.